When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Jump into the epic world of Avatar: The Last Airbender
with Nickelodeon's official companion podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
It's The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know my next guest as a beloved Food Network star, a best-selling cookbook author, or simply as the Barefoot Contessa. Please welcome back to The Late Show, Ina Garten. It's so nice to see you. Since you are here, I think we need to Contessa up this interview space just a little bit. Just to spread that out just a little bit there.
It's appropriate for a Contessa.
You go. There you go. There you go. Now, this is
the Barefoot Contessa. Why did I know there were going to be cocktails involved?
There you go.
What did you make?
This is yours.
This is mine?
This is from
my new book?
This is your watermelon martini right there.
Okay, say goodnight, everybody.
There you go.
Do you think these glasses are big enough?
There you go.
And?
These.
Oh, yes.
These are here.
Chipotle cheddar crackers from my new book, right? Are they good? Mm.
Oh, sweet Lord. Cheers. Thank you for being here.
So happy to be here. Not bad.
My goodness. Right? I could chug that like Gatorade, but I won't. Now, your 13th book.
Yeah, isn't
right
that
here.
Crazy?
It's called Go-To Dinners. You say that the pandemic changed your idea of a go-to dinner.
It really did.
How so?
Because, I mean, we were cooking all the time. It wasn't like you could go out to dinner or anything. No. And so I was working on a cookbook. Mm-hmm. I was doing recipes for Instagram so that people could figure out what to do with what's in their pantry. We all bought, you know, white beans and all kinds of crazy things. And so I was doing a recipe for Instagram. and then I realized I had to make breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I was like, oh my God, this is nuts. So I found that if I could make, instead of making like, you know, lamb and orzo and, you know, all kinds of vegetables, if I could make one thing, it was really great. So I would make like eggs in purgatory, which
What's
is like,
eggs in purgatory?
It's like a tomato sauce with poached eggs on it.
Okay.
And it was just delicious. And it was great. It was really satisfying, but it was one thing. Or like chicken with orzo and a chicken in a pot with orzo. It's like a big pot with chicken and orzo and it's
just delicious.
Well, your
lamb shanks one pot dinner with the orzo is amazing.
Yeah,
you know, I watch you every night before I come out
really?
Here. When I'm being made up.
Spoiler alert. You watch it.
This is makeup. me and the Glam Squad are watching you every night. Tonight it was the Tres Leches cake.
Oh,
yeah, it was fantastic.
I love that you watch cooking.
I find you incredibly soothing. You're such a great presence on television. And was right from the beginning, and I know that because we have a clip here of your very first show.
You do?
20 years of it. We have a clip. This is your very first show,
Isn't
Jim.
Isn't that crazy?
Don't you just love fresh lemonade? I mean, not that stuff your mother used to bring home from the grocery store, but the real thing made with freshly squeezed lemons. It's just really tart and sweet, and it's just so delicious. I'm gonna juice about 6 lemons. It's about a cup of lemon juice. That's perfect. I just thought lemonade would be great with a Mediterranean feast, and for those of you who like a little something special, you can mix it with vodka.
So 20 years in, there you are, right out of the fresh out of the egg, doing it perfectly. What have you learned over 20 years? How have you changed?
I was absolutely terrified when I did that.
Really?
Just terrified.
You don't seem like it at all.
Well, when I first saw the film, and I thought, well, it wasn't as horrible as I thought it was going to be. And I said to my director, well, you know, just think when I get comfortable with it, it's going to be much better. And she said, not necessarily. She said that energy of that, like that fear really keeps you alive. You show up.
Do you still get nervous?
I'm still beside myself of fear.
Really?
I don't know why. I just can't get over it. But it seems to work, so I'm not going to change it.
Well, you have a new show called Be My Guest, where you invite people, let's see, Emily Blunt, Nathan Lane, Faith Hill so far, to cook with you.
It's been so much fun. We sit and talk, and we cook together, and we take a little ride around East Hampton. We go somewhere.
Do you like interviewing people?
I do.
What do you like about
it? Am I encroaching on your area here?
Yeah, watch it.
I love it. I just love it. You know what I love? I'm sure you do, too. I love the research. I love, like, with Emily Blunt, to see the first movie she ever made.
Which was?
It was called Gideon's Daughter. I can't believe I got that.
Wow.
And she was fantastic, absolutely fantastic. So I get to see the arc of somebody's career, but also the problems that they had. Things like Emily had a stutter when she was a little girl.
I didn't know that.
And if she hadn't had a stutter, her teacher wouldn't have said to her, you know, you should try out for the school play. She had no interest in acting, and that changed her life.
Wow.
So I find those things really interesting to hear about people.
We just, speaking of people's, you know, early career, we just had Pete Buttigieg on here, Secretary of Transportation.
Yeah.
Well, you, people may not know that you worked in the White House for 4 years through the end of the Ford and beginning of the Carter administration. Do you miss anything about the White House?
No.
No happy memories?
No. I mean, it was interesting. It was really fun. But, I mean, it was in the 70s, and nothing happened. It drove me crazy
for
4 years.
What do you mean nothing happened?
Nothing happened.
You had a gas crisis. You had the Camp David
and
Accords.
And couldn't make anything happen. I mean, you'd send something to the Hill. They'd take it out. They'd put it back. We'd put it back in. They'd take it out. It was just a nightmare. And it's so much worse now.
Yeah, I was about to say, now it's not a bastion of functionality.
Now they're determined to make sure nothing happens.
Yes, back then you only sent your bill to the Capitol Hill, not a mob. Now, in your introduction to the new book, Go to Dinners, right there, it starts, I love you, come for dinner. Isn't that the invitation we all want to hear? How does one get that invitation to dinner at your home? I'm asking for a friend.
You're asking for a friend?
I'm asking for a friend.
Tell your friend I would love your friend to come for dinner with his wife. How's
that? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Can we bring anything?
No, just yourselves.
I will tell you, if we were going to bring something, you want us to bring a dish, I would bring, this is our go-to.
Okay.
This is our easy
go-to
dinner.
Go-to was.
And Evie started doing this when the kids were still at home. They're all, you know, up and out now. Is your crispy skin mustard chicken thighs. I'm not sure what the recipe is. It's chicken thighs.
Crispy mustard roasted chicken.
Mustard roasted chicken. Fantastic. I'd always
dip
go like,
it in
please
wine
tell me
and mustard. It's so easy.
It's fantastic.
And it's really good, isn't it?
We you know, over the years we've kind of changed a little bit. We throw like
changed.
We do.
Can we talk?
We do. You know, we throw some mushrooms in there
that's good.
Sometimes.
That's good.
It's
I love
got a little stroganoff-y feel. Maybe put it over some egg noodles. But that's the one. If you have like, you know, absolutely wake me up in the middle of the night and say, go make me something, that's what I'm gonna go make. Because you can't get it wrong. If you just get the crisp, if you just get the crisp on those damn thighs. You really can't go wrong because it's so forgiving.
Yeah, it's great. So what's something you had when you were a kid that is like one of your go-to things? Like a remembered flavor that you just love?
Oh, my mom was a terrible cook. She was. She wouldn't mind
Mom.
Me saying that. She knew it. She was, you know, I have one of 11 children.
Oh, my
God. So the joke in the family was is that we just tipped our heads back and my mom would go around with cereal and feed us like baby birds. There was no time for her to really learn a lot of things. But on her birthday, she would make us what we wanted.
And for me, it was
chicken l'orange. She would make an orange chicken dish.
That's lovely.
She would crisp up the chicken and then do it in an orange, in a sort of a spicy orange sauce. And that was it. And matter of fact, when Evie and I got engaged, I mean, she made it all when I was a kid. And then I go off and have my, you know, I'm having my career and everything. I get engaged. I come home and we have Evie's parents over for dinner the night after I've asked Evie to marry me. And my mom made chicken l'orange. She made my childhood dinner for everybody. That was very special for me.
No, when Jeffrey's mom was older, she said, what did I used to cook for you? And she was about the kind of cook that your mother was.
Exactly.
And he said, well, you know, like on Tuesday, you'd make roast chicken, and on Wednesday, you'd make fish sticks. And she said, fish sticks? I don't remember going to the fish store.
Oh, it was very gourmet in my family. A lot of fish sticks in my family. And it was gourmet because the serving suggestion on the box was that you heat up a can of Campbell's tomato soup
Yeah.
Condensed and not thin it. Just pour the hot condensed tomato soup over the fish sticks. And that was so gourmet in my family. My mother's little box, her little recipe box, after my mother passed on, I got it. And my brothers and sisters were like, you want mom's recipe box? And we went through it, and it was all like clippings from magazines or like labels peeled. Exactly. It was all. Every recipe was from the back of a bottle of chili sauce. Ina, another delightful book. Thank you so much. It's Go To Dinners. Ina Garten.
Thank you
so lovely to see you. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts. Only from NPR.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.